Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hey everyone, Pastor Kevin Radlin here. Just wanted to take a moment and let you know that every Friday we're going to give you a piece of the sermon from our Sunday service so that you can enjoy and see what we're doing here at Lighthouse Christian Church every week. So I hope you enjoy this and that it ministers to you today. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Anyway, I want to talk to you today about being undefeated, okay? Say undefeated. Anybody want to just hold my arm up, man? You ever feel like you're on the mat and they're one, two, three, and you're like, I got to get up. Life just gut punched me, you know, or you took an elbow in the UFC fight. And you're down and they're counting you. You feel like the enemy's counting you out. He's like, nine, and you're like, boom, you pop back up. See, that's what the enemy hates about Christians. Say, keep getting up. They're like Rocky, you know? They're like, na na na, na na na, yo, Adrian. We're like, yo, Jesus, right? You know, yo. And, you know, Clubber's over there. He won't stay down. I've beaten him with everything I got. I've pounded this guy. I got no energy left. I can't hit him anymore. I don't have any. My arms are like rubber. That's what I want the enemy to look at me and go, you know what? I can't even punch this guy anymore. I'm so tired of punching him. He keeps getting up. He keeps coming back. And then, oh no, now he's swinging. Right? So that's what I want to talk to you about, being undefeated in life. How many guys are football fans? How many guys know we're about a month out? Come on, football's coming back. You ready? So we're going to start our new men's fellowship in the fall. Maybe we'll do football nights. What do you guys think? We'll just go to halftime, you know. We'll just go to halftime. For the ladies? Oh, sorry. You guys are on your own, man, you know. No. You have to talk to your women's ministry leader about it. But anyway, how many of you guys know that I'm a Miami Dolphins fan? It's kind of hard right now. I'm hoping we get a little something in the draft, but it's a little tough to be a Dolphins fan right now. I got my Dolphins gear and everything, but you know, there's one thing as a Dolphins fan that we can cling to with nothing else, and that's the 72 Dolphins team that went undefeated, only team in the NFL history that's ever had an undefeated season. They lost three of their first six preseason games and then won the next three preseason games, won every seasonal game, every playoff game, and won the Super Bowl. Now, some teams have had undefeated seasons and lost the Super Bowl, so no one else has been able to pull the victory that the Miami Dolphins have been able to pull. They had a perfect season. Somebody say perfect. Okay? So, you know that people have actually studied that team and everything about them to try to find out what the secret is. And, you know, there's no secret. They went out and did the work. They just got it done. They, you know, it was just powerful to see, but they were undefeated. So what is the opposite of undefeated? Defeated, right? How many of you guys have ever felt defeated? You know that the Arizona Cardinals are the most defeated team in NFL history? Poor guys. You know they've lost 790 games since they came into being. Seven on almost, they're shooting for 1,000. You know, but but I mean, think about it. Have you ever felt defeated by life? By this world, by the way it's so broken and things are just so messed up. And it's like, I feel beaten down sometimes. Just even as the pastor, I'm like, You know what? I'm supposed to be here and tell you guys, you know, God's good. Everything's great, you know. And then it's just, sometimes I feel so beaten down. I really do. Sometimes I feel torn down, like the enemy's not just, you know, beating me down and they're counting me out, but I've been torn down. Like, it's like one piece at a time. Sometimes it seems like the enemy's coming for you. And he's just, you know, first it's your health, then it's your finances, then it's your kids, and then it's something else and something else. Just the enemy tearing at us constantly, trying to bring us down. Because he doesn't want you to know one thing about yourself when you give your life to Jesus, and that is that you're undefeated. Come on, somebody say undefeated. You know, we've all felt the sting of defeat in some area of our life. You want to hear do you dare to hear another Kevin Radlin story that I've never told this one before, okay? I'm going to take you all the way back to when I was 11 years old. Okay, my dad left our family when I was 10, and my dad wasn't a sports dad. Anybody who's a sports dads, right? You took your girls to softball, soccer, the boys to football, baseball. You've lived at the ball field. Come on. You know, those guys, you know, I didn't have a sports dad. My dad ran a movie theater. And so he was up all night. So in a day, you know, he'd be, you know, trying to recoup. But I wanted to play sports. So I said, Mom, I want you to take me to try out for baseball. You know, they're having tryouts. Has anybody ever been to baseball tryouts? They can be brutal, right? So I go. At first, I had to buy a glove. How many guys know I didn't even have a glove? So I had to go get a glove and a ball, and I'm just throwing it around. And I had a couple of friends that were in baseball, and they would throw to me, and I got the hang of it pretty quick. And I go to try out for the major teams at Little League Baseball in Cocoa, and I got put over on, they'd split everybody and put them all on teams, and I got put on the McMillan, Buchanan, and Kelly major league team. Is MBK is what they called it. And it was like, they were like one of the best teams every year. They had the best coaches and they would do so good. And everybody wanted to be on that team. And I got on there. I was like, yeah, this is it. And I was going to practices and everything. And we got all the way to the final cut. Final cut. Last person to be cut. And it was me and this other kid. And they picked the other kid. And I got cut. I never felt so defeated because I was really getting better. I was getting good and things were improving and I was enjoying being on a team and all of that. And I bawled, man. My mom was like, this ain't even worth it. I'm never taking you to sports again. I'm like, you cried everything you had and then there's still a little that comes out, right? So I am defeated, and they're like, well, you're gonna have to go to the minor leagues. I'm like, okay. So I go down to the Lions Club team. You know, it's the Lions Club, and why are you so funny about the Lions Club? It's like, I went to the Lions Club. She's like, I'm like, so I go in and he put me on second base. It was Coach Oglesby, okay? I don't know if you know any Oglesbys, but, you know, it was in Cocoa. And I get on this team, and the coach was the greatest coach ever. He's like, I'm just going to take you where you're at, and I'm going to make you better. We're going to build you as part of this team, you know? And how many guys know it's the same way with God? It doesn't matter if you're in the major leagues, the minor leagues. God's taking us where we're at, and he is going to grow us into something better from whatever stance we're in this moment in our lives, okay? So I'm on the team. He puts me on second base. He takes me to the batting cage, and believe it or not, I was a really good hitter. I had a good eye for the ball, and he taught me how to stand and how to do everything. And I literally start smacking homers home run shots, over the fence. Every game I'm smacking a homer. Every other game or so, I'm smacking a homer over the fence line in the minor leagues and, you know, playing second base. And I just got really good. I kept getting better and better and better. And, I'm like standing there one day and all the coaches from MBK came up. And my mom said, hey, the coaches from MBK want to talk to you. And she kept her mouth shut. She's like, this is his thing, you know, but they had been watching me and they were like, we need to bring him back up to the majors. You know, we made a mistake. We didn't pick the right kid or whatever, you know, and my mom was just standing there and she said it was one of the proudest days of her life because I went from defeated down to the minor league team and actually became a superstar in some respects. I mean, not to, you know, toot my own horn or anything, but I got really good, okay? And so these guys are like, we want to bring you back up to the team. And I looked all those coaches in the eye and I was like, I have a team now. I'm on the Lions. I'm on the Lions team. Well, guess what? The world may have cut you and you might have been pushed down into Team Jesus, the Lions Club. Right? But you're on a team now. And you're excelling and you're growing. And God is building you into something miraculous and spectacular so that you can smack homers and the enemy can come back and look at what he tried to do to you and the defeat that he tried to get you to buy into and over your life. He is actually regretting every decision that he ever made because now you're on the winning team. And we took first in the minors. You know? You remember all those teams and stuff, right? Big Frank, man, back in Cocoa. It's right there. We always played right there on Michigan, right on the corner of Michigan and Clear Lake. It's all the Florida solar-powered center now, but that used to all be ball fields right there on that corner over there. But I'm just wanting to tell you that you're not defeated. What is the world telling you you're defeated in? What is the world pointing to you and saying, you got this problem, you got that problem, so you're out. You're done. You're defeated. We're counting you out and this fight is over. Well, I'm here today to say you're going to get back up. You're going to rise back up, everybody. You're going to step above that sickness. You're going to step above that financial issue. You're going to step above that anxiety and that depression to show this world what the power of God can do through any person that will believe in Jesus Christ. See, today I want to share with you the key to winning in life. You know, if you're feeling defeated and beaten up, that's natural. The world's like that. It's going to be that way. You know, we're all on this roller coaster ride of life, aren't we? It's like, whoa! Look at that kid. You know, it took me a minute to figure out that he's missing one of the bars on the thing. And I just looked up roller coaster photo, but he's actually photoshopped in, okay? And you can see it around the edge of his face and stuff. I'm like, why does this kid look so weird? But supposedly he's hanging on and about to fly out. But don't you feel like that? Like you're on the broken roller coaster and it's swinging around and you're, am I going to fly out? That's the way the enemy tries to get us. Some of you are just still screaming. You're just like, ah! You know, there's no entitlement that says that life owes us anything. Right? But the Word of God tells us that we have promises. But if we don't know, the Bible says, my people perish from a lack of what? Knowledge. We're perishing because we haven't positioned ourselves properly with the King, Jesus, and what he's given us, we're not using. Okay? Think about this. So instead of engaging in this victim mentality that so many of us have adopted, somebody say, yeah, that's me. Sometimes. Not all the time. But you take this victim mentality, oh, everything's so bad. You know, it's really not as bad as you think if you just set your eyes on Jesus and begin to focus on what God's doing. He'll build you right past all of those things that you've done or have had done to you. I mean, there's nothing that God can't build you past if you will begin to focus and set your eyes on Jesus. He'll give you the victory. He's going to give you the victory one way or another. You say, well, you know what? It doesn't feel like it here. Well, guess what? Then when you die and you get to heaven, you're going to get it there. If you know Jesus, if you don't, you may not. You might be counted out. So make sure you know Jesus, number one rule in life, right? Make sure you have the King of Kings covering your sins. So otherwise, you're going to pay for them yourself. We don't want to do that. You know, we can bounce back from anything, guys. We can be resilient because, you know, when you've been crushed by the circumstances of life, happens. When your hopes have been smashed, it happens. Been there. Not recently. When you're feeling discouraged, bouncing back will be the hardest thing you'll ever try to do. But you can do it. You can see it. You can have it. If you can see it by faith, you can have it. Think about it, man. How many of you guys have been like rejected from your dream job? You've been trying to get it for years and you keep applying and looking and seeking. See, God's speaking to you today. You know, what about you've been in a relationship and the feelings aren't reciprocated? I know that's nobody, right? Nobody ever had that happen. Lose all your savings. We've been there. It's like, oh, wow, that's gone now. Out. Back-to-back losses, failed business. You know, I mean, we could all, you know, God will restore you, won't he? It's like, ah, man, I thought that business was done. Nope. God brings it back. See, we're all called to walk in what? Victory. We are called by God to walk in what? Victory. We're called by God to slay the big fish, to reel in the big ones, right, Adam? None of this. Victory with the pole is when you can't pick it up to get it in the boat. That's the victory that I'm talking about that God wants to bring in to our lives. We are called to walk in victory. 1 John 5:4 says, for everybody who's been born of God overcomes the world. Well, it doesn't feel like I've overcome the world. Well, when you get to heaven, you have fully overcome the world. And eternal life is your reward. If you know Jesus, eternity is going to be yours, and you're going to receive everything that you may not have been able to get in this life. In that moment, it's all going to come to you. Some of it's going to come here. Some of it may not. I can't promise you that, but I can promise you it's coming. If you will position yourself with Jesus, you will experience victory. Faith is the key. What are you believing about yourself? What are you believing God is capable of doing in your life? What do you believe God's able to do with one guy and you know, change the world? That's what he can do. One woman, one man, fully submitted to God is the enemy's worst nightmare. Fully submitted to God, you can do anything. It says all things are possible. I want to look at one of the greatest fights in history. You guys know which one it is, but in it is the power of being undefeated. And I want you to see what an undefeated attitude really looks like and what it means when you walk with God into some extraordinary victory. It's the story of David and Goliath. Anybody ever heard of that one? Right? Little kid, big guy. Little kid crushes big guy. See, the Israelites were in trouble. You ever been in trouble? Any of you ever been in trouble? They were not in just a little bit of trouble. They were in big trouble, okay? The armies of the Philistines had gathered to battle with the armies of Israel, and they're on this mountain hill, whatever, they're ready, and all of their armies are facing each other, but nobody has squared off and just gone head to head yet. They're actually just hanging around, and there's this big giant Goliath on the Philistine side of everything, and he's over there and he's taunting the armies of God, and he's saying, I'm going to destroy you. I am going to ruin you guys. Who will come and fight me? And he's puffed up. He's like, I'm 10 foot tall, you know, and all you guys are like maybe 6'8", 7" on a good day. You know, I've got you by 3 feet. And I'm going to crush you like a little bug. That's what he was saying. And they were all what? Afraid. They were afraid. He would challenge them. He's like, you know. For 40 days, he tormented these people, taunted them, made fun of their God. David arrives, little kid, ruddy little shepherd boy, bringing food to his brothers who are at the battlefield. And he shows up there. Think about this. And his brothers are like, you're just here to see the battle. He's like, no, what's going on around here? And then Goliath comes out. Oh, challenge you. Bring your best guy and I'm going to crush him. And David's like, who is this guy that he thinks he can defy my God? Who does he think he is, thinking he can defy the armies of the living God? See, David had something that we need, because the world is taunting you. It's telling you your God is insufficient. It's telling you your Jesus isn't enough to get you through that. That your Jesus doesn't have the capabilities to fix your problem. Hello? So what do you need to do? You need the same attitude that David had. It's like, who do you think you are saying that you think my Jesus isn't enough? Because I'm about to show you something. I'm about to give you a lesson. I'm about to whoop you. For real. See, he's looking at all the people and they're like, I don't know, he's so big. He's going to hurt us. He's going to kill us. Bunch of whiners. David saw a bunch of whiners. He's like, what's wrong with you? Don't you know who your God is? He's like, he goes to the king and he's like, my God delivered me from the paw of a lion. I slayed a lion with my bare hands. Any of you guys want to go head to head with a lion today? I have one. Hang on. Ready? All right. You ready, Mr. Lion? No. Come on out. No. You'd have been first. Tammy, you got his back? Tammy's ready. She's like, I'll snap that thing by the jaws. You want to go head to head with a bear? A lion? I'm like, man, that'd be tough, dude. You put me. Now, we're not talking like, oh, I have a gun and there's a lion right there. I'd venture to say I could battle a lion that way, but David battled him with a stick. It's like, okay, you know, I tell you what, we're going to give you a Louisville slugger and we're going to let this lion out, okay? You know, just kill it. It hasn't eaten in a while, he's very hungry. Or how about a bear, you know? I was thinking a lion would be tough, but man, a grizzly bear or something like that, thing stands up. It's probably about the size of Goliath. Think about it. When a bear stands up on its, you know, hind legs, it's probably about 10 foot tall. So David's like, 10 foot? That's nothing, man. I'd kill a bear with my bare hands. He took, tried to take my sheep. My God's so big, I grabbed it and just beat it to death. So he goes to the king. He's like, I've killed a lion, I've killed a bear, and God will deliver this Philistine in my hand the same way. See, what you don't understand, king, is I know my God. I spend time with him. I worship him in the fields. We talk to each other. We have a relationship, and he's going to deliver this chump into my hands for you, king. And I'll go and I'll slay him. And then he says, well, here, he puts his armor on him. David's got all this armor on. He's like, yeah, I don't think this is going to work. He goes down, he grabs some smooth stones, and he has it for his sling. You see, he's already seen the victory. Are you already seeing the victory over your situation? Or are you still like the armies of the living God being taunted by your problem, by your Goliath? Are you being taunted and you're unable to see the victory over that? Or are you seeing the victory? David's like picked up 5 stones because he already had pictured killing Goliath's 4 brothers too.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.